You win a ball game, we have to look at that shirt.
It's very good. Probably just get you to move right off the bat.
I guarantee you, you got an original because they couldn't have made two of those. What you got for me?
What's the enthusiasm and energy like the team like right now at the start of the season?
I think it's as high. We've never been ranked this high ever before the national championship, after the national championship. So the expectations are all there. So we've been having good practices. We had a good scrimmage, and then we had Oklahoma City. We think we're where we should be, but not as far as execution. As far as talent, we've got talent. We're trying to develop depth. We're trying to develop, can kids come in and expand on playing a role? Can you make good decisions if you're coming off the bench or while you're trying to play yourself into shape like Wilson is coming off a knee surgery? So we've got all that in front of us, but it's just got to play out. The only way it's going to play out is play the type of schedule and be put in those situations. And we're going to be in a lot of heck of situations. How many teams play in Oklahoma City that goes to the Final Four every year in NAIA or a junior college that's won 7 national championships? So I'm not in this to build up our egos by beating somebody 120-16 or something. I'm in it to get better as a basketball team, and that's what we try to do.
So what are you looking for tomorrow against Arkansas Little Rock that you would consider successful?
Coach Foley, also a very good friend of mine, he's a Bobby Knight disciple where he's going to play man-to-man defense. He's going to execute the same thing on offense, and he's just going to what we call pairs, or he'll run a little bit of a triangle offense. He knows we're going to play man-to-man against him the majority of the time because we barely even put in a zone so far. We both know each other so well, it's all about execution. I know his kids are going to play hard. They're going to be well coached, and they're going to make the NCAA playoffs. So those are all givens. Well coached, a team that's going to play man-to-man, a team that won't press a whole lot unless they're behind, which I hope they are at the end, then he'll press. Other than that, he's going to beat you with execution. I know what he's going to do, and he knows what my set plays are. But can we add some transition? Can we play make them miss defense instead of hope they miss defense? Can we get out in transition and score some easy baskets? Now, we went 15-0 against Oklahoma City, but the difference was they were only sending 1 to 2 to the defensive boards, so they were bringing 3 back on defense. And so it was hard to get transition, but we still got 15 points that way.
A lot of the stuff you're trying to coach coming second nature now to these girls, it's their second or third year in the system.
Before, we were sitting out there waiting, and my 2 kids were asking me, Coach, your practice plan, how do you decide we're going to open up with 3-man weave, 10-3, Maryland, full court shooting gaps? What is your reasoning putting in a practice plan? I said, I'm trying to teach transition, how to handle the ball, how to do certain things, but I don't want you to get used to my drills, so I will change them up almost every day. I'll run about 15 drills, and I might be running 5 of them that's what I'm looking for. For example, in that ball game, if you saw Sierra steal a sidelines pass, come down the court on a 2-on-1 break, went to the right to give space, and the girl had to go with her. She made the simple pass. We scored. That comes from your situational drills that lead up to playing basketball. There's no way she could have made that pass as a 5 player unless she understood drills. Drills are going to make you better. So that's what we try to do. Everything game-like, never miss an opportunity, like passing the ball. If I went like that and threw you the ball, odds are I'm going to hit you with a completed pass. But if I got that ball right here against that zone and went right there, hold your hands up, right there, I'm going to hit you there 9 out of 10 because I was a damn center fielder and I could throw that sucker. But I'm trying to teach kids what a good pass is versus a completed pass. They want to throw, and then they want the shooter to do all the work. You look in the NBA, you watch those passes just come perfect. If you watch the Laker-Maverick game the other night, when LeBron made that pass, first they got off the shot because they grabbed the, the doggone player. Refs missed that. But that's what we're trying to do. That's when you play perfect basketball. And that's what I try to every day. I want a perfect play on offense, and then I want a perfect stop on defense, and then I want to come back and have another perfect play. That's hard to get.
Coach, how do you finagle over the next 6 days? You only play the U.S. national team and Duke. So how do you prepare the girls to make it over those 6 days?
Well, first, you do not say one word about USA or Duke, not in the week leading up to UALR. You throw the kitchen sink at UALR. You do everything because that's how much respect I have for this program. And if you remember when we went to the NCAA tournament in 15 or 16 or something at the Arizona State, UALR beat us and led just about the whole ball game because they executed and we might have been reading our press clippings. So I'm going to make sure that doesn't happen. There will not be one word mentioned about the Olympic team or Duke in my practice day until this game is over on Tuesday. So we will have their attention, particularly Coach Starkey. You won't see a smile out of him at all. But, hey, this is what it's all about. It's basketball right now. We got 1 week break in football, okay? But don't worry, that 1 week break is just a small sliver. We'll take that small sliver and try to expand on it to make people realize that's what sports is. It's overlapping. Hell, I was just at a World Series game six, last Tuesday. We were overlapping there. Watching NBA the next night, watching the Mavericks and the Lakers play. That's what sport is. You got to overlap because there's so many good things that are happening right now.
So is this team more prepared to open the season than any team you've had at AM so far? How would you rate that going into the season where this team's at?
By experience, yes. Correct me if I'm wrong, I've never had a returning starting lineup completely here in 17 years. Some of it by graduation, some of it by very good freshmen coming in. So, yes, it's the most we've ever been ready, but we're not satisfied because I made this schedule to test us. Can you say you've made the schedule to take some losses early? We do. Just like Connecticut is probably doing the same thing, just like South Carolina is doing the same thing, and she's starting three freshmen. Of course, they're all Americans, but she's starting three freshmen. So you set your schedule up that you're going to be challenged to lose game. You go into every game trying to win a game, but you don't get too high or too low until we walk into Arkansas and Fayetteville January the 2nd or 3rd, whenever we play that first one. We're going to take some hits early. Now, I got to get India back where she'll trust that hamstring and play harder. I've got to get Wilson back and she only played at about 65 to 70% in that last game. We thought she was further along, and I've got to be able to teach Wilson in a year after ACL, you've got to be more of a shooter than a scorer because you cannot create off of the bounce like you did last year before you got hurt. So she has got to rely on Sham and Kennedy setting her up for corner shots and being able to shoot. The following year, she should be her normal self. So it's my job to change my offense a little bit more to gear to her ability.